And it is he who withheld their hands from you and your hands from them within the area of Makkah, after he caused you to overcome them. And ever is Allah of what you do seeing. They are the ones who disbelieved and obstructed you from Al-Masjid Al-Haram while the offering was prevented from reaching its place of sacrifice. And if not for believing men and believing women whom you did not know, that you might trample them, and there would befall you, because of them, dishonor without your knowledge, you would have been permitted to enter Makkah. This was so that Allah might admit to His mercy whom He willed. If they had been apart from them, we would have punished those who disbelieved among them with painful punishment. When those who disbelieved had put into their hearts chauvinism, the chauvinism of the time of ignorance, but Allah sent down His tranquility upon His Messenger and upon the believers, and imposed upon them the word of righteousness, and they were more deserving of it and worthy of it, and ever is Allah of all things knowing. Certainly has Allah showed to His Messenger the vision in truth. You will surely enter Al-Masjid Al-Haram, if Allah wills, in safety, with your heads shaved and hair shortened, not fearing anyone. He knew what you did not know, and has arranged before that a conquest near at hand. It is He who sent His Messenger with guidance and the religion of truth to manifest it over all religion, and sufficient is Allah as witness.